This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meanwhile, over the weekend, our guy, J.J. Pecola, who joins us regularly during the baseball season, we're hoping to have J.J. on later this week to talk about it as well, got a contract extension for the Royals. And a year ago, had I said this to Royals fans, most of you would have been melting down because the initial hire people weren't a big fan of. Let's just be honest. And they weren't a big fan of because he was the under guy to Dayton Moore, who they were ready to move on from. They were ready to move past, get to a new regime, start fresh. We had told you at the time that JJ didn't think exactly like Dayton. They weren't going to run the same type of organization. But now as we sit today, because they made the postseason last year, because they signed Bobby Witt Jr., and if you're on the other side, I want to know, 913-586-7965. For some reason, you're getting to your location, you're not going to drive the rest of the day, video stream, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. We live stream the show every day. You can still find us. I don't think we'll find many people who will dislike this deal anymore because it makes perfect sense. You get a Royals organization who goes to the playoffs once every blue moon to the playoffs, you get an extension. You get to keep doing your job.
Right. This was always going to happen at some point. I don't know whether it was going to happen before the season or at the end of this season. This was always going to play out. You mentioned the track record of, unfortunately, not a ton of playoff appearances for this organization. And so when you're the GM during that run, for starters, and I think look at the specifically, we'll find out about the draft stuff over the next 3 years, really, because it takes time. But in terms of the big league level, over and over last year, we hit on this, which is the job he and his staff have done evaluating big league talent on other clubs to go and acquire talent.
That's been
pretty incredible. The most notable one is the Cole Reagans deal. We all know that. He also got an extension this past weekend, so it was time to give everybody extensions. It was just the way things worked out. We'll talk about
extension
Reagans.
Day.
We'll talk about Reagans in a little bit too later on throughout the day, and his very very team friendly extension, I think. But that was the notable one, the Chapman Reagans. Remember, he had to go sign Aroldis Chapman, be willing to make that move, and there was some backlash to it at the time. And then they flipped him for Cole Reagans. Last year, there was the offseason moves, not just the Bobby Witt Jr. extension, the largest contract in Royals history, but it was also going out and getting Lugo and Waka in the way that played out. And Lugo, of course, was an all-star. You go and see midseason when they had bullpen issues, to say the least. Lucas Erceg looks like a great trade. The only one right now trade that they have made where you're like, eh, jury's still out. Hunter Harvey. And we'll see. Let's see what he does fully healthy, hopefully heading into the season. So that's what's been most impressive out of everything he has done to this point as the GM. It's honestly how they've gone about acquiring assets on other big league clubs. And they've hit on them. Just about every single one. Harvey, as I said, jury's still out.
That's what really matters. And Harvey, again, they made it for it. It wasn't a deal for just a single year. It was a deal for multiple years. So we'll see. And you're also, I don't hold anyone responsible, Gold, nor do you, at batting 1,000%. Yeah. I don't think when it comes to being a general manager, you have to be right across the board on every move you make. I just want you to get some big swings right. The big swing right was Aroldis Chapman for Cole Reagans. And if you're thinking, oh, you know what? Everyone saw Cole Reagans coming. Not true. That's not what the indication was at the time. That's not the sense of what it was at the time. Obviously, we knew that whether or not, because he had the two Tommy John surgeries, there's a lot of teams, including his own team, I'll add, that were not confident in his ability to do it. And so, yeah, I am very impressed with the job that J.J. Piccolo has done. Do they have to lock him up till 2031? I don't know. I mean, they could have just waited, I guess,
but
a couple of years if
stability.
They wanted to.
Like you
but
do,
yeah, it, now you're telling everyone in baseball that you're safe.
Yeah, this is still a long build. I mean, last year they get to the postseason. This year the expectation is, I think for a lot of fans, including myself, that the expectation is go win the division. Go win the AL Central this year. That's where my expectation is. We'll see if they meet it or not, and that's how I'm going to judge them throughout the entire season. But in general, this is not about a two-year fix. This is about sustaining success and getting this team to be fairly consistently in the postseason. And to do that, you have to have, to me, the same manager as well. And they did exercise the option on Q, and we can talk about that. And where they're trending, it wouldn't surprise me if things go well this year, if next offseason, right before camp.
Or even like in the middle of the year, right? They're just trying to hedge their bet.
If they make the postseason, it wouldn't surprise me if it gets announced like the day or two before the playoff run starts. I mean, we see that play out sometimes for managers or coaches in any sport, right? Where they're about to have a huge series in the playoffs or a big game in football. They get an extension done. I could see something like that happening. I'm with you. But you do want stability. If you feel like you hit a home run, you feel like you got the right pieces in place from a front office and managerial coaching level, yeah, you want to make sure you lock those guys up, you shows your support behind them. And I think, yeah, the fan base after last season is very much behind the decisions. If you want to complain that they didn't go out and sign your favorite free agent, remember that is not just there are still financial limitations. That is not just on the management level of an organization. If you're mad they didn't get Anthony Santander, who they tried aggressively to get reportedly and were pretty competitive with an offer, and that they couldn't get to the dollar amount the Blue Jays were offering. Again, that's not a GM issue. That's just there's boundaries, there's budgets. Anybody that manages any company knows that they have a budget to stick to. And considering the budget, which has also gone up, in fairness to John Sherman, this year their payroll's up from a year ago, I think he's done a hell of a job.
I think that there's always the balance of trying to make sure that you've got the pieces in place that make you feel comfortable. But yeah, you're a small market baseball team, which means your job, let's just be honest, JJ's job is harder than being the general manager of the Dodgers. Do you know how easy it is to be the general manager of the Dodgers? Oh, I can just blank check anybody. I can just sign Shohei Ohtani to $1 billion and nobody cares. I can just give anybody any amount of money and none of it impacts my ability to spend money the following year. None of it impacts my ability to spend money at any particular point ever. Like, yeah, I think I'll tell you what. I think I could probably do the job, Gold. I think I'd figure it out. If I had being the Royals general manager, that's a challenge. You have to work under the budget constraints. You have to work under the long-term deal constraints. You have to work under the constraints that are what your organization is thought of nationally until you can prove year in and year out that you are a competitive ball club worthy of being a member of yearly. Nobody wonders if they're going to the Dodgers whether or not they're a part of a functional baseball team. JJ had to re-alter people's thinking on the Royals after a near decade of playoff irrelevancy.
I think this text from the 913 is fair. They said, quote, I'm 100% willing to say I was wrong about JJ. However, the initial criticism was warranted. The Royals organization was a mess, and they had been losers for years. Wanting an outside hire at GM was a fair ask at the time. I think that's a fair way to look at it. If, you know, now that you can go through and admit that it's turned out to be a great hire, at the time, people were really skeptical. And I think it was understanding at the time because you're like, wait, this organization hadn't done anything since 2015, really. 2016 was a competitive year, but they hadn't done anything in postseason-wise since then. And then they promote somebody from within the organization. I don't think the skepticism wasn't warranted at the time, but as this texter admits, I don't know how you're not 100% on board with what they're doing now.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, it's okay. Like, we talk about this all the time. You and I both admit this all the time. I'd be more than happy to admit when I'm wrong on a player because that means usually when I'm wrong, normally, well, not more than happy. Occasionally you're like, this person's a star. And it goes the other way. Like when I said Mondesi was going to be an MVP candidate. That didn't.
Where's he at these days?
I was not happy to be
wrong about
that.
Still with the Boston Red Sox organization or no?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Hadn't thought about him in a while.
I was going to say, that was a name I hadn't said very often.
Well, it's just an easy way to admit when you're wrong, you know? But when you start looking at the different cases to go in there.
He's a free agent. Sorry.
I just wonder whether or not we look at these players, like, how happy to be wrong. Like, it's okay to be wrong about JJ Piccolo and whether or not you thought it was going to work out and they would be this thing. Anytime you look at these things, I will tell you that's one kind of important thing as it relates to, like, promoting from within after somebody gets fired. Most of us do not think like our boss. If Gold was put in charge of 96.5 The Fan tomorrow, he wouldn't necessarily do things exactly the way Spector. I mean, he just tear it all up and pretend like it's a completely different company. Not take the things that he didn't like about those things, but there are things you would do different. Things
no,
I would do different.
Personally, Cody, I actually think I would have done everything. Exactly. I think he's doing an incredible job.
I would do
everything the exact same way because I think he's just doing such
you
a great
think he's
job.
He's listening at home right now. That's what this is. Play some kissing sound effects, Gold.
I just did that for you. I knew Cody would like that. I knew Cody would enjoy
okay,
that.
Okay, I see how this is. Yeah. I'm going to secretly record you, play stuff. Could you imagine? My God. No, but I don't know that there's anyone left, and there really shouldn't be anyone left, who doesn't like this move for the Royals. It fits. It fits what they asked to do. It fits regularly what they asked to do, and now they're winning as a result of it. Normally when you win, you get a contract extension, so I'm happy with it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.